We like to talk about chavoses, and I like to focus on two issues. What exactly is it? Okay, is it something special for Pesach? Something which is used the whole year? What's the implications of chavoses? And independent of what you conclude in the first issue, what is the peculiar significance of chavoses on Leil HaSeder? Okay? So, let's just get started and we'll see how it plays itself out. The Mishnah says in Psochim, Kuf Yud Dalin and Aleph, Have you the fun of Matzah? Bechazeris, Bechalosis, Ushnei Tavshilim, Afa Pish Ein Chalos Mitzah. Cue as an apology. Afa Pish Ein Chalos Mitzah, you still bring it on. Okay? But I still only bring mitzvahs. Which is a very interesting thing, because I guess the Shnei Tavshilim, I don't know exactly what mitzvah is. I guess maybe they symbolize the mitzvah. I don't know exactly what the purpose was. The Mishnah is an apologetics. The Afa Pishei and a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. There's no chiddush over here because chalos is a mitzvah. And mitzvah shalim mevi lefar gufo shel pesach. Okay. So Gemara says, "Af b'shen chos mitzvah, v'iloi mitzvah mishum mai ma'isla." What do you bring it? Om gavi abba, om av ami mishum kapel. So chos mishum kapel, it's really irrelevant to something going on in Lil Pesach. You know, it doesn't do anything. Rabbi Loza Rav Tzadik Oimer mitzvah, my mitzvah, Rav Levi Oimer Zechel Tapuach, Rav Yechon Roma Zechel Etit. Okay. Now, Abaye's memory is a very strange memory. Om Abaye, Hilchuch Soch L'Kiyue, V'Soch L'Smuche. Don't know what Kiyue and Smuche is, and what the Hilchuch is. So we have to give to the Gemara. Tzoch Kiyue v'tzoch Smuche. Kiyue zech l'tapuach. V'tzoch Smuche zech l'tit. So b'kitzi is, what Abai is saying, is we try to combine both Rabbi Yechanan and Levi. Okay. Tainik havos Rabbi Yechanan. Tavlin, Zechel Tevin, Chagoyis Zechel Tit. So the Chira, we don't even know if Tavlin is really part of Chagoyis. The Chira is two separate things. Okay? Correct? Tavlin Zechel Tevin, and Chagoyis Zechel Tit. Correct? So it's a very strange thing, really. If the Brisa bases Rabbi Yochanan, how does the Gemara quote Abaye beforehand saying that both we go like Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Brisa actually says Rabbi Yochanan? To say it's very strange, and we don't understand what's going on. Then the Gemara says, Om HaBalaz, Rabbi Tzadok, Kachoyoimim Tagli Chalach Shemishalayim Tol Lachem Tavlin LeMitzvah. So it's me Tavlin LeMitzvah. The mitzvah is the chalosis and the Tavlin is because you see at the beginning the question is Tavlin part of chalosis or Tavlin is a separate thing. So maybe it could be Tavlin LeMitzvah, Tavlin is a separate thing, but Tavlin LeMitzvah. It's a very interesting lashon. Okay? And we'll see about tablets. Are they mixed into this thing? You know, there's a lot of interesting things going on over here. Okay? I don't know if it gets to everything, but, you know, just saying, you know, chalitz, chalitz, you know. The real issue of chalitz is what was the baba, or what was the zayin's recipe for chalitz. Okay? So, if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi says, Lismuchi Lahatil Velichtosh Boy Halbe Kadeshia Av. Chalitz must be thick. Okay? Vesoch Kiwe Lahataboy Tapuchim Vyayim. Umilsa di Isbe Kiwa. Kiwa, I assume, is some acetic. The pH of acetic pH. Dirmasuch kiwi, and Rashi says zechel tapuach. Vesoch smuche zechel tit. So you could say that's the pshat in the Gemara, but you don't get the impression from Rashi that was his gears in the Gemara, because when we have the gears in the Gemara, or the state in the Gemara, Rashi's not telling you anything. Correct? Kisveyad in general, that's not the gears in the Gemara, and the gears is like Rashi, that's not there. Okay? The way it goes in Xavier, New York, Rav Loza B'Solik Oimer, Mitzah, my Mitzah, Ablaiva Mizekla Tapuch, Abircha Mizekla Tit. Oma Bai Hilkosoka Kue Besoka Smuche. Tanik of Osab Yechron, Tavlin Zeche Leteven, Chalaisis Zechle Tit. Tanya Melezo Besodik, the Kapoe Tagli Chalach, Shivishalaimo, Boka Kulachem, Tavlin Mitz. The whole discussion of what the Kue is really never existed in the Gemara. Okay? And this Gisa, the Kisra Yad lets you see the Rif. The Rif says, Abu Pi Sheikhoitz Mitzvah, Rab Lezer of Sodakoim Mitzvah. My Mitzvah Zechel Tapuch. Pirish Tachas at Tapuch, Ola Ticho. Vichrom Zechel Tit, Oma Bai Hilkosoch Kure, Vichrom Smuche, Tanaka was the Vichrom, Tavu Zechel Tevin, Pirish Gom Kinemon, Vesavu Shehindoim on the Tevin. Why the doim in the tevin? Know what that means, doim in the tevin? If it's ground up, it's doim in the tevin? Okay? Zechletit. Tevin, of chleis zechletit. Omra, beloz, v'sor, v'kachle, tav, v'yisrael, v'yroi, v'yboi, v'kru, v'chem, tav, v'mitz. That's the rift. Mach, v'vitri. And the question is, basically, what's the main ingredient in chalaisis? What is chalaisis? What is chalaisis? Okay. So you'll find in Rishenim and in Gainim, there are basically two approaches. It's a puree, okay. But the question is it a vegetable puree? Or is it a fruit puree? Okay. So everyone says, no, vegetable puree, you know, chalaisis, I went out of my mind, right? So if you would have been in on the Seder table by the Chachmei Ashkenaz of Tzofas, okay, for example, which is the Mazel Vitri, okay, that's what he's reflecting, okay. So Mazel Vitri, v'charei sh'omu hein mine yirok v'isharbe ha'kesushin v'yachad. And then he does something important which we're going to get involved in. Ushmom chalaisis peloshin arami. Okay, a vegetable puree, that is what's called chalaisis. Thus is chalaisis. Since chalaisis is a special concoction that we prepare on Pesach, or it's something that happened to be used the whole year. V'chol dover she'tovlin boy. So it's even strange. Is every type of tibul was a mini yirokis, And that's the use called Dover Shetavel by Karen Charesis. Or Kisa Hossam. What does it mean, Kisa Hossam? Now, this is an important thing, and this is a Gemara, and this is like a monkey wrench into the whole thing. Ubeis Charesis Kebeis Sa'or. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. Omar Vashi, Lamaram Ubeis, and which is the Mazavitri is quoting. Oma Ravashi who based Chalises kebeis Sa'or Shehimus Kosher Domi. So it's difficult to be machshe that keli which is machzik Chalises. You can't be machshe for Pesach because Chimut say kosher like Sa'or. Rashi based Chalises kli shenoisnim boi chaymet. B'chol dovo sheish boi kihui. It means the chetz of chalaisis is kihui. And this is not a Pesach issue. You're talking about being machshe something. So I ask you, why is chalaisis kihui? I would have said, oh, dos is chalaisis. And that's why it's you can't be machshe, correct? You can't be machshe the kli. Because the ascetic thing is that the bliyas are difficult to be to misgabe to take them out. The tzorcha kiyue is nothing to do with zecher tapuach. Tzorcha kiyue is a definition of chalesis. And if you have a chalesis which is not ascetic but basically sweet, it's not only a Pesach issue or whether you pass zecher tapuach. It also is not chalesis because of the definition of chalesis. So then, what Abai is saying, oh, Abai, tzoch l'kiyue, v'tzoch l'smuche, then really, he's only explaining Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon, ma'zech l'tit, oh, Abai, tzoch l'kiyue, because that's the definition of chalesis, and l'smuche, because of the tit issue. See, according to Levi, all you really have to do is have the kiyue, not because of the tapuach, because that's the definition of chalesis. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's the smuche. Also, correct? But, and the truth is, there's another Rashi in Chulin, Mem Vav Mem Aleph, Mat V'lo, Oichlo. V'chol ma'cholom al yidei tibo. Al yidei tibo. Chometz o chalesis. Kach shomati. Chalesis is a general thing which was used the whole year, which is used for dipping. So there is, what chalesis is not a peculiar Pesach issue. You might prepare it slightly different for Pesach. But to say that chalesis has anything to do with the peculiar thing that he brought on the table on Pesach, l'chera is a little difficult to fathom, okay? And l'chera l'tzoch l'kiyue is not a peculiar Pesach thing, correct? So when Rashi says in Pesachim, on Kuf Tezayin or Albert, Mama Shepela, that he's l'tzoch l'kiyue, zecher tapuch, how could it be such a thing? August the Gmozos are Pela. But Rashi says the Pshat L'gmol, no matter which way you count, we don't know what's going on, okay? A priori, this is a problem. I know the answer to this question, okay? We don't know from the Gemara whether Chalois is a vegetable prey, as the Rashbam suggests. I think it's also an Ozerua, okay? The Kabbalah from the Gainim, which Tais will quote, that it's a fruit prey. And that's what we do. You do this and that, and whatever it is. And it's hardly in his vegetables. We don't know what vegetables are inside it, okay? So I don't know, you know, I don't know if that goes to the definition of chalesis. You know, the Rashbam is much, that's chalesis. So we're missing the whole thing. And the Goinim, you know, the talk of the way Tosis quotes it, or the way the Goinim actually, you know, it happens to be food, and how you do with food, or what you do with food, it's a different issue. So the question is, what is it? But L'cheira, Pashtis is, from the Mon Pesachim, based chalesis, that is something which they had the whole year. And it had to have chometz. Because it didn't have chometz, otherwise it's chimutz kosher. the way some Rishonim, the Rashi says their pshat in the Gemara is very difficult. Okay, but that still doesn't mean that even if you're ready to accept that Chareis might be something used the whole year, there might be certain peculiar things you might do in the Chareis that might be peculiar in Leil Pesach. Okay, for example, the Soch Smuche might be something in Leil Pesach. There might not be Din the Smuche. The Kiyue might be part of the definition of Chareis in general. So if you bring on the table a charesis which doesn't have an ascetic content in it, you have nothing. Whether it's part of the basic definition of charesis, or it's a peculiar din of zecher letit, you have to ask yourself that question. That's not my issue. But no matter which way you cut it, that's what it is. So the sweet, the charesis that they probably add a lot of sugar to and make it who knows what, I'm not sure. See, I don't know, sugar doesn't deal with the scenic thing. See, I'm not sure, you know, whether it's sweet or not. You know, some say the chalais you'll see in Tour, whatever it is, that it's also a zecher amora, okay? That's a different issue, okay? But there has to be scenic content. It's not a scenic content, you're missing everything. Now, it is true that the Rabban says, "V'tikun chalosis, v'peiros kagon tapuchim ve'egoizim, v'tavim lekinim urkiyetsi boy u'mina yirokos kagon mertich v'chasa." See, he mixes everything up. Okay. Well, what's mertich? You know what's mertich? Mertich is what we call horseradish. Okay, it means horseradish. In the Rishonim was an ingredient in chalosis. Okay, it wasn't moro, it was an ingredient in chalosis. Okay. V'tzorch l'kiyuei choymetz zeichet tapuch shu chomut tichsiv. Okay, so he's the same though. Smuch is irritated. So the Rabban does the same thing that Rashi does. Just don't know how it fits with base chalosis and why it's chimut zakosha. The tour. In Tafayin Gimel, the Chalosis who Zecher Letit, Shavuseinu Mishtabdim Boy, Lakach Soch Lasesi Av, Zecher Letit, Umidvorim Chamutzim, Zecher Lemoro. So again, the issue of Chamutzim is not because of the definition, but it's Zecher Lemoro. Okay? But, you know, that's, you know, again, you're back to the issue of whether it's sweet or sweet is certainly not, and Pasha didn't the whole year, and the Torah says it didn't on Pesach, okay?
If it's something they had the whole year, isn't it a problem from the style of Einar Matbilin, not people found their chasas? If they had it every year?
I assume the Einar Matbilin, not people found their chasas, I assume it was Tibur in general, Kol Echom Aldi Tibur. But there was no din. Ain't no matbilin, there was no din. Okay? For example, shal yirokos. You know, they can eat more the whole year also. Okay? I don't know why in the Chometz Matzah it says either option, but that's what you have to do. And that's the Ben Yoshin Ve'im Assumin. There was no din. That's what I assume. I don't know. Rambam? In Pirush Mishnayis. Now here's an interesting question. Now just before we get to the Lomza, just to understand, I just want to tell you, you know, you never thought about this. You just take the thing of, the only thing I do, the only thing they allow me to do in the Seder, is on Erev Pesach, I think last year they stopped me, they didn't allow me to do it. Or they did it, I made the Chalosis, because I want the Chalosis the way Chalosis should be. So now, the Ram says, in Pirush Mishnayis, the question is, what's going on with the Tavlinim? Okay? Let's go with the Tavlinim. So, if you remember, L'cheira, Tavlin, the mitzvah, means, I would have assumed, that the Chalosis is the mitzvah. You take Tavlin to add to the mitzvah, right? But Tavlin is not part of the Chalosis. and that the Talmud is Zechel Akash, and the Chorus itself is Zechel Atik. Correct? Ram Pirush Shnayis, Perigud Mishneh Gimel, B'chalois is Taroivois, Sheish Bo Chemitzus, U'Ke'ein Tevin, Zechel Atit. וכך אנחנו נעשה, שאין תאנים, או תמור מבש נעשון, ודוחה נעשה עד שישרחכו, ולושין נעשון בחוימץ, okay, they used actually vinegar, okay, ונעשנם בסייכו סנבו, או כאן נעשה איזו, בלי שחיקה. They were not ground up. So not ground up. They might be separate entity. And you might have something which look like tit. And you have tevin on top of it. And the kinamon or the zangvel is in a tsura of tevin. That's what I try to do. I take cinnamon sticks and I put them on top. And I cut up, what do you call it again? I cut up ginger into strips, and I put it on top. Okay. However, it's not 100% clear. Even though you could have included that from the Gemara, this and it's a separate thing, and it's mamish very meduik, everything like that. However, in the Ge'in, first of all, let me read you some other things. Okay, just before we get into Lomdus, I hope we'll get into Lomdus. Maybe we have to wait till next time. But at least before, because you look at me like I'm mamish, you know, this. I didn't say anything. I'm just reading to you, you know, just presenting it. The Maharil, and it's Seyda Goda, Minhagim, Maharil. Chavoy Zechalitit, we all of you, Menachim, Keda bekinomoin, b'shabesam, mechutochim, arukin, zechel etevin. Does that sound like what I was talking about? Must I didn't say anything. Now, v'yoma mari segel, yesh peiskim, that's the mari segel, is the mario, yesh peiskim, lo seis rimonim, lechareses, so we don't understand that, because I understand why, but Zechel Kiyue, you have to, but I don't know, Zechel Kiyue, so, Kedei L'Kiyue, but you need Kiyue anyway, so what's Yim Chadish? Well, in Tshuva Sagrinim, it's very clear that the tablin are inside, not Chatuchim, not like the Maril. So if I try to do both, I try to do like Tshuva Sagrinim and try to do the Maril. But the Maril, the Ram is very clear. And L'Chayr the Gemara, you would have said like that, because it's two separate things. Tavlin, L'Chayr Tavlin Tevin, and Zecher, and it's something to do with Chalais. But the Tshuva Sagrinim, it's in Achadoshes, in Ofek Simon Mem, Maskeres is Eich Ono Eisen Chalais LePesach. So, Eich on the chalis on Pesach could be this chalis koshana, but a separate way of making chalis on Pesach. Okay, lishlish zahin, it's a hin. You'd be a hin. Shlish zahin shochemet chazok. So the first ingredient is vinegar. Okay. Onu neisnim boy. Lishlish zahin shochemet chazok. Onu neisnim boy. Mina peiros beis litrin armonim levonim voyim avashlin koidim sheishchay koisam. Forgot to say that. Ubeis litrin shkedim volikla koisam. And you don't peel them. Okay, remove the shells. You don't shell them. Okay. Umina tmo. I don't know. I'm reading. I'm reading the Shuas HaGadim. You can discuss it, you know, with them. You know, you can have a... You can be down with Nehem. Ketalman Adair Adam with Nehem Rabbi. Okay? Umin HaTmorim. Loshin. Lamid minaktanim oy esim minakdoyim. He does have, if it's ktanim, a certain number, it does have a certain number. More. Ushmoinim meyes egoizim. Vichamishim tapuchim habinabenonis. I guess they do it for the whole, I don't know exactly who is doing this for, I don't know. Omen gedoyloi shleishim. The mamash can't say that. Or tshuvas agenim. Vim yimar biarmonim ushkedim v'yoyse begoizim oz ye yoyse av v'yofo. It's better to be thick. Okay? But he's very thin, because I'm very makpid also to make the consistency that choiz is thick. Because oto the dezeichel the tit, oh, that's what it is. Umin atavlin chatsi ukiya yaniva v'chatsi ukiya hefe of sanbao Shibol is nailed. Shekorin ashpik. V'chatzi ukiya kono shekorin knilo. V'chatzi ukiya tevin shalmiko shekorin ishki. V'chatzi ukiya purpun. V'ze ashir masbik lono b'tzimtzum. I thought you enjoyed that last night. V'ze ashir yaaser. Im yoysev ashlish lehin kmo kein yoysev minako. Because that has to be according to these ratios. Okay? Oh, im yifchoyz min achoymet, yifchoyz mishah amin lefi cheshbon. Okay? Now, listen to this. This is the important part. V'yishcha kol min u'min b'fnei atzmoy heitev. Im atapuchim. Shiosim b'chol min k'roi lehem. V'yach is a pam acheret heitev. Each one, but everything, you do everything. The tavlin also have shchika. But they're two separate shchika. They're two separate grinding. You grind each one separately, and then you grind the whole thing together. V'achkach yisrug pam acheres heitev hodek. Somebody like, I know, I'm going to say this. Heitev hodek. B'chol aminim ka'achas im achoymet kasher yachzik hameducha. As much as you can get in, you know. B'chein tavlin yishchik heitev im achoymet. So, dos, right? So it seems, it's very clear to me, there's a difference between the approach of the Grim and where the Rambam says the Pirush Mishnah is with the Maril. So therefore I try to do both. And I understand the Rambam and the Maril much better. Because that's the two things. Tavlin the Chalaisis, and it's not part of the definition of Chalaisis, it's Tavlin the Chalaisis. And the whole Tevin, L'chayit can only be L'chayit, it looks like Tevin. It's a Tzur from Tevin. The question, what's the tevin if you grind it up exactly? I'm not sure exactly. Okay? And that basic, this Raviyah, you see like this. This is Raviyah in Simon Tov Kuf Chof Hei Yushami Chalosis Chalosis Zecha Letit Valavenim. Okay. He leaves out the zechel tapuch b'chal. Correct. V'noisim boi tapuch and chamutzim zechel tapuach tachas asher tiucha ve'egoizim shnei me'algines egoiz yirarati. Okay. Now here's important. Okay. The tapuach is to put in tapuchim, but it's not to make it. Not to make it ascetic. So that's exactly what we're talking about. Because he talks about the ascetic nature before he talks about tapuach. Correct? Now, now we're getting started with the next thing. We'll see what happens, okay? This push is just what it is, okay? And I hope that it wasn't boring. I hope you know, everyone walks in and thinks they know, you know, what's chalasis, and they know the menu or the recipe that the bobo or the tata or the zeda or the dosa or the chalasis. I don't understand exactly this, but the chalasis, it's pretty clear what it is over here. It's pretty clear what it isn't. Okay. That's why I also put in horseradish into it, because it's supposed to be a bitterness into it. But it's not. Horseradish is really not bitter, it's sharp. But that's what they say, to put mirretish. Okay? That's mirretish. Mirretish is sea radish. Okay? Mir, that's what it is. And it was mistakenly mare also in the Latin might be a horse, but it's really, it's a mistaken translation in the English. It's nothing to do with horseradish. It's basically sea. It's sea radish that grew by the sea. Okay. The same. Next. Tur. Now we'll get to the second part of the shiur. Tur. Simen Tov Ayin Gimel. V'isav Yerushalmi Isti Ovid Lo Ovo. V'isti Ovid Lo Rako. See, here's a very important thing. The question is, what's the consistency? Okay. So means chaloisis per se. So means chaloisis can be either way, and that would support what I was talking about. And some made it thick and doesn't say why, and some made it very liquidy, loose. And zechel adom, and that's the consistency of dom, correct? Upiush Rabbi Yechiel, the hov ha'isa. They're both true. And this is a very important thing, and this is the major revolution in chalosis. Mitchilo oisin oisei obo. V'achkach merachken oisei b'chaymet, and then you add chaimitz into it to make it very loose. Okay.
Afterwards in the kitchen?
Okay, the question. You see, I'll tell you something. See, before you start, you understand if you make an erev pesach in the kitchen very thick and then you make it loose, your zecher letit is not really expressed. Okay? So the question, you know, what's going on? And this is a very interesting, this is one of, you know, the conceptual breakthroughs in chalosis, how this works. Okay, now the plot's thickening. Okay, Yerushalmi says in Sochim Perig Yura Locha Ali. Oh, let's hold it. Yeah, it says like this. Perig Yura Locha Gimel. Chalos Avu Pishein Chalos Mitzvah Chazeres. Omale shekein betavol betchedin tavi shleim oyoymim bo tlu lachem tavla mitzvah b'nei beisei di isei b'shem isei v'lo m'niko shmo rubo shehi rab ro ve'imo. Okay, whatever that means. B'shum alevi oyymim tzricha shtei obo milsei omar zecher etit is toni sabrei shtei rabo. Of the mitzrako, milsiom is ikla davrav mitzrako. So it's rako, it's obo. That's the issue, correct? So if you would have asked me, this issue of zechel adam, is a peculiar phenomenon. You show me. And Bavli is no records of it. The Bavli says, soch v'smuche. Levi, it's really irrelevant because since Levi says. Then it's Zechel Tapuach, you know, it don't make a difference. And that's Rabbi Yechanon, that's what Rabbi says in Rabbi Yechanon, so once it's Zechel Tid, it's over Smuche. Okay? But the whole issue of Zechel Adom in Bavli is completely out of context. And there are Rishonim, like the Rambam, that don't quote the whole issue of Zechel Adom. Okay? What the Chachmei Tesis tried to do, or Rabbi Yechiel, is try to work with Yerushalmi, and I assume to come to conclusions of the with Yerushalmi and Bavli. Correct? Tesis and Avod Sochim. Kuf Tezayim and Aleph. Tzoch L'smuchei. V'tzoch L'kiyuei. Ubi Yerushalmi Omer, Isti Avdi Zechel Adov, Mishum Ochi Koi. Then he says like this, okay? He says, "Umishum hochi zechel adom, umishum hochi koli lekibula b'mashka." V'chein abad lebal, and that's the meaning. L'smuchei u'b'shas achila, when you're ready to eat. Mikaushin oisai b'yayin v'chomets, and that has something to do with the issue of davar shigulu mashke. what's the chinam of the baal? And the tiba rishon l'chay anyway has to be, you know, the tiba of chalaisis is a dover shibu mashke, that's the mom tzochim on kuf tzayin on bay. Adar abechiyah the abchista rabbi l'rabona ukvo v'dorish not al yoda b'tiba rishon. Not a yoda b'tibu sheni. Amru rabono and kaimed rapopo. Ho ba'alma itma. The isag adaitach. Hoche itma. Lomitu zidayim tchei zimne. Ho moshe yoda echad zimno. Amru rapopo. Adrabo. Hoche itma. The isag adaitach. Be'alma itma. Lomitu tchei tibule. Elamai hoche itma netilis yadayim tchei zimne lomali homoshele yodechad zimne oma ki amre kivin de boy lemei magaret of alila do masuche daiter if he not netilis and we shouldn't miss kashi has to be not the famoitzi but it means whatever it is other than the chalais is a moro it's mechayiv netilis so it means chalais is dobe shibu mashke and that's the moro. And that's the thesis. Over there, it's all sheito tibul sheini. Lav dafka noka b'tibul sheini do oven lay bosa amoitzi. The boy says that I will agav tibul rishon noka tibul sheini. And tibul nami gam letzorach tibul bo'o. Okay? I pat this bowl. So he come with an amazing thing. Even though there's no reference of Zecher L'Dom in Babli, it's still very clear that it's a Dovash Tibur B'Mashke. Okay? It's a very interesting observation. And that's the taste of stresses over here. So, now we talk about tit l'chayra, whatever the reason it is, there's no way in of kiyue b'chal, correct? You can say the kiyue is part of the definition of chayres, or you can say it's because of tapuchim. The question is, is the fact you add chaymetz, you know, how does this happen? This it would doesn't necessarily is it dovash tibul mashke? But I have something mixed up, like tit, and there's no mashke tefeach on it. What's the din? Because if you're going to dip in the chalaisis, and it's not going to have a din mashke, l'chay you're missing something we did in the Gemara. At least where our Gemara plays. Okay? So the question, how does this play itself out? Correct? So here Tisefta in Perik, Machshir Perik Aleph, may pay a schnoffle seven tibur. It goes back and forth about this and see and this and that. And it seems that when you have a tagoibes of shal mashkin with the zayin mashkin, everything depends upon the goyim. And if you have with mayim, the machuk is snoring. We paskin the koshu makes it mashkin. However, that since the question is how does this play itself out and what's the tibul b'mashke and what's going on, because l'maisa the mishnah machshirin the tit is only machshir if there's mashke tefeach on it per gilu mishnah hey amitagin b'tit hanogu. So if you have something which has the consistency of tit, there's no chiyutan on it, unless you have something tefeach on it. So if you do the Gemara of Sol Chesmuche, you have nothing. Because the Chayr is not Kibur Mashke. So how can Rabbi Yochanan, you know, besides the question how you make the Chalosis, there are very important halachic issues over here. You have to make it very thick in order to Mekayim the Tzorch Lismuche, okay? Zechelatit. But if you do the Zechelatit in its full sense, what happens to Dibulu Mashkit? Correct? So that, Lechera, is what Taisa is talking about. Let's go back to the Taisa again. Just tell your mommy she thinks there's nothing here. Or be Yishami Omar, if the Avli Zechel Adam, Umishim Hochi, Koile, Tibulu Mashkit, Bechein Abad Dabar, Lismuche. What's Mechein Abad Dabar Lismuche? Or Beshas Achila, Makal Shnei Zibiyah, and Mechoymet. Because it means that it means the following: that the chareses before the tibo is basically tit, and it's not tibush b'mashke. We see from the gemara that there's no stira between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, because since chareses need tibul b'mashke b'shas tibo, so you need zechel etit. Well, that's why you're mekayim both of them. You're making the chatchila zechel etit, and then mekal shnoisai, because you need not only consistently the Bavli, you shall be stressing consistency of dom, but according to the Bavli, it's not only the issue is not the consistency of dom. You need a mashke tefeach, because without the mashke tefeach, you're not mekayim the din of Tibur Mashke, and Chosach Tibur Mashke. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But even if you, and that's what's going on, B'chein Abad Dabar, that we're very confused. Because on one hand, what's B'chein Abad Dabar? Yushami Stempeya, that the Abad Dabar is only when it's Halach Refefes, we don't know exactly what to do. And that's the problem. We're in a quagmire over here. On one hand, the Bavli says Mefurish that Chareses is Zeichel Etit, and the other hand it says Dibul of a Mashke. So Lecher, the Amud, the Baal says the answer to this is we also passing like the Yishalmi, and that's the Pshat in the Bavli. It's an amazing thing. But then you come to an amazing problem, and that's the next thing I want to talk to you. Do you have to say that L'chera, you know, if you make Chareis Zeche L'tit in the kitchen, you make Chareis Zeche L'tit in the kitchen, okay? You make in the kitchen on Erev Pesach, so that's a historical phenomenon. What does it do with Lil HaSeder? And the question is, what is the meaningfulness of chalosis independent of the tibul? Because b'shas the tibul, you make it into tibul mashke, and once it's tibul mashke, it's pachal the shem tit, and it's pachal the shem tit. So what is it? So it must be that the Amud Dabar says it's zechel adam. So what's going on over here? So that's also a major conceptual issue. You know, what is this? You understand how cases get to these conclusions. And what's Rabbi Yechiel? What's Toshikul Teir? But what happened over here? And I guess, if you say not like cases, you have to assume that somehow, even if it's Zeichel Etit, there still is Mashke Tefeach, and it has a Dinati Bula Mashke. But cases denies that. Tais might assume that Zeichel Etit, it doesn't have that. It doesn't have Mashke Tefeach. Mamish Tit. Zakt the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Chomer to Matzah Halacha Yirala. What is the mitzvah? What is Chalaisis? What is Chalaisis B'chal? Why is it on Leil Pesach? Okay. So everyone says Chalaisis because of Tibo, correct? Right? But I tell you, the purpose is something of this Sibo. You look at me very askew. You know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. But listen to the Rambam. See, the Rav used to quote this Rambam like this. The Rambam Perek Zayin and Hos Chomes Masalocha Yir Aleph. Achareisis Mitzvah Midivri Seifu Zecher Letit Shehoyu Oivnim Bo B'Mitzrayim. Okay. The case at Eisen Eisa Leuchim Tmorim Oy Greges Oy Tzmukim. The Rambam's like the Greinim. That it's not a vegetable puree, but it's a fruit puree. Okay? Ukiyetzibed, v'dorsin oisan, v'noisin l'secha chemetz, u'metavlin oisan, v'tavlin, k'moy tit b'tevin, u'mevi'in oiso al hashuchon b'leile Pesach. And that's it. Mevi'in hashuchon b'leile Pesach? Or the ganze chetzer from Chalises is habo al hashuchon. So it means the lechera, and that's why it's part of the kolor, or we call the shulchan. The kolor was a modern day thing. It was mevinas a shulchan, correct? So it means the CPCS Mitzrayim is not only a matzah from lecha shoyim b'vorm halbe, and not only mora. Okay. And not only on Pesach, as the Ramban says, Nasodis Ramban, Mit Shocharav, Mit Sase, Tezvov, Vein Royal Noise, Mit Sachas, Imakriya, Kamoshimikro Bikurim, Eno Nimna, he's talking about Kriyas Atera, Limu Tera, and Birchas Atera. And Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim, which are not Nimna Achas, two separate mitzvahs. For Sipi Yisrael Yisrael, he machilas Pesach. And you would assume that it's all one mitzvah, because the Sipi Yisrael is on the call of Pesach also. Mevino Sar HaShochem, Kufa Shal Pesach! And the Chalosis, is Zecher Letit, is also part of the CPC Israel. Moro, Matzah, Pesach, and Chalosis. And according to the Rambam, the whole kim of Chalosis, the whole Indian, maybe it's not a mitzvah, we have to know, the whole kim of Chalosis is Habora HaShulchan. We have to understand, but that's not my issue now. If you would have asked me, the Ram is the last person in the world to have said this, because Bishma Bisela Yosef Tev Elim, that they took the matzah away from Manishtanu and they bring it back right before Abu Dhabiyin, or they take the whole Shulchan and they bring it right back to Seder. So the Sibis Mitzrayim is on the thing. And Derech Shaila Tshuva, it's not that the Shaila has to be on the matzah. If a Mendel held, they have to bring it back. The Shaila has to be on the matzah also. But Pashas is that it's Derech Shaila Tshuva. And since Derech Shaila Tshuva, the Shaila doesn't have to be in the matzah. They bring back the matzah, which was on the matzah. Correct? The Rams of the opinion bring back the matzah and the kolah or the shulchan by Rav Gamliel. So the whole Sipur was not on it. What's maybe on a shulchan? What's going on? That's not my issue now. Just tell you the problem. Okay, say it. Now. So that's what happens over here. Two kiyumim, okay? And according to the Rambam, the kiyum tibul is not a kiyum in the chalises, it's a kiyum in the matzah, in the moro. And the Rambam has tibul also in the chalises, a matzah in chalises. It's not a kiyum chalises. Okay, and it could be that might be the machlokes tanoim, because the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says that according to laws of Tzad that you make a bracha sheki rishon b'tzav b'tzivon al achilas chalises, and that's the mitzvah. So the question is chalises in the tibul in the achila, or is chalises habor al shulchan and the mitz and the din tibul is only b'teres the matzah in the morah, not b'teres mitzah laila. Could be that's the machlokes. And that was Machtois Machadish, that the true Kiyur Chareses, the Kiyur Chareses of the Sipur, that the Sipur is on the Chareses, and that's the Zeche Lekit. And it's a Kiyur in the Chareses of Kibo, which is Zeche Ledam. And that's the one kind of the meaning of Amad Dabar, in order to answer this question of Tibur Mashkir, to say that there's no steel between the Babylon and Yishalmi as the Kim Chalesis of Tibur. And there's two separate chapses of Chalesis. And that's why you bring it on the Shulchan as Ovo and Mekau Shinoisei and make it like Dom B'Shas B'Tibur. Because the Kim Chalesis of Sipur and the Kim Chalesis of Tibur. And the emes is Pashat Tisefta is they even had the Sipur on the Kala even after Birchas Hamozen. So I once discussed with the Rav, and I told him I heard from Geshen Hashem, his father Mendel, and Mendel used to make sure that there was matzah on the table after Birchas Hamozen throughout till the end, because it says the Gemara lecha shor levom halabe zok Rashi should go and live as a halal. Go and live as a halal. B'shas the halal has to be there. So the Rav said no. At the din of lechem shor levom matzah is the din in the matzah. The matzah yemakayim the mitzvah of achila has to be oil levom halabe. Okay, but there's no din after achila. It don't make a difference. That's what he told me when I asked him about this. Okay. On the other hand, the Tisefta says in the Tisefta at the end of our Pesachim, where they had the Haggadah Ad Kris Hagever, and the Tisefta says, Higbium Lifneim. What's Higbium Lifneim? The Hoch Leves HaMedrash. So I thought Higbium Lifneim was the Korah, was the Shulchan. So it means it was in front of them the whole night. So the Chorah would be like. Okay. Now, here, there's another issue. I want to tell you something else. There is a discussion in Ramor about eating apples Erev Pesach. Okay? Eating apples Erev Pesach. So, chayre, eating apples Erev Pesach, that meaning, look how we don't understand what it's talking about, because chalos is not apples. You might make apples. You might make chalos from apples, but you know. Okay. Correct?
It's a good minhag to eat apples, or it's not a good minhag?
No. It's a problem the same way. You don't eat matzah Erev Pesach. You don't eat mol Erev Pesach. And so you shouldn't eat tapuach Erev Pesach. Okay, let's say this. Now, comes the Ozeru, and that's the Adakim Moshe. He made the minhag, and he says it's shibush, ki ein achalos is bo l'achila. Shema, okay, so I don't understand the kasha exactly, because if we become a mitzvah, the chalos is not tapuach. His argument, it doesn't come lachila. Okay, so it comes with Kvega in Topayin Aleph, Ois Aleph, with Fusim Shelefoneinu. Ein lemale kreise mechaloises el yochlenu beis hamitzle teyavon k'moy matzah. Okay, it means an inyan of achila. The tibul is not just a way of dipping in, but it's an inyan of achila in chaloises, which you don't know according to the Rambam really exists, because the whole chalois, the chetz chalois, mevina al hashulchan. But once you say tibul is part of the mitzvah, okay, and that's what Kvega does. And he says, I come to Shnei Sefer Truma. So I understand this. It's very mistabir. But to say it's an Isav tapochim because it's a little strange. You can say it's an Isav achilus chalesis because of this, but not tapochim. But I'm going to show you something else. I can bring you a whole list of Mishnayim, which you can be on because I want to finish this off, that there might be Ian of Achilles Chalaisis Le'aseidah, and it could be Derech the Tiv, but you also eat the Chalaisis, okay? That's really not my issue now. Comes Yor Zeruah, and here's the main, here's the bank. Comes Yor Zeruah, in Simen Reish Nunvav, Upliya, Loma Lachalaisis Lo Yeso, Kredim Zmanoi, Kimatzah. So it's not a question about the tapuach. He asked the question what I do. What about eating chalaisis erev Pesach? Mishum de'aminu b'yushalmi chalaisis charama tzoruch la'asay she'tzol zeche. It's just a steer. It's probably just the opposite. Tzoruch zeche le'tid. I think this mamish is not quoted right. B'charoma, av, zeichel tapuach, omra mono, tzrichen or lemechet taveil, l'kach nog lasad b'laylo, solu, b'chol zman shal nosan l'seichai, mashke lo nigu, it's solu, at the end I assume, b'chol zman shal nosan l'seichai, mashke lo nigu mitzvose. So it means it's not a enigma mitzvah. So what the Ozvu has answered, lo enigma mitzvah, is since the mitzvah is not enigma, there's no problem of kol lechem matzber Pesach. If you eat it before, it's not a problem. So I would tell you, I don't understand this. I would have said it differently with Ozvu. Okay? I would have said that there are two different chefs. There's a chefs of chalises of tit, and on the chalises of tit, there's b'chlau no achila. There's no mitzvah achila. There's b'chlau no problem of kol erechem matzver pesach kila b'rasol. Also, what is the problem of kol erechem matzver pesach kila b'rasol? Also, the chefs of chalises zeichel adam. So until it's nigma mitzvase, until you put the chemitz inside, and you make it so like dam, the b'chlal is no problem. And that's how the Oz, that's the answer to the kasha. There's no problem. I call it chamatz of Pesach. You go out, sauce of base common. Okay. So then, this mamish, major, major things going in chalaisis. We have this issue of b'chlal, is chalaisis a separate phenomenon of the whole year? Of Tepi Amleel Pesach, or something that goes on the whole year. And Chayre, you would have said something more Pesach and Daf Lamed that it's going on the whole year. But there's something peculiar about Pesach. Maybe peculiar about Pesach is all the Smuche, whatever it is. L'chayre Kiwe, is it in the whole year? It's not clear like that. We showed him 100%, and that was the Hashin and Pesach and the other. Okay? And then the question is, how do you make Halaisis? Is it a vegetable puree or fruit puree? Okay, and then the whole question, what's the relation between Tavlin and Chalaisis? In the grain, you get the impression it's part of the Chefs of Chalaisis. I would have said, no, you take the Tavlin, the mitzvah. The one is Eichel Tevin, and that's the Ram and Pirish Mishnayis and the Mariel. Two separate things. Okay, and then the question really is, what is the mitzvah Chalaisis? Okay, is it like the Poshne thing we brought up? And the embassy look at Elokei Ruch Leviyat Tevelim, the mitzvah of Chalaisis is Timur. Or no, the mitzvah of Chalaisis is Mevina HaShulchan. But what is the mitzvah of Chalaisis? Is the Achila Chalaisis? Or maybe that's Kuvur Machog is Tanoim, where the mitzvah is that you make a bracha al Achilas Chalaisis. Other Rishonim say that you don't make a bracha al Achilas Chalaisis because the Ika is point of the Torah, and the Ika is the Mora, not the Chalaisis. But means you really should make a bracha on the achila. Okay? Then comes Tesis and says that the chalais of tit is not dobashti bubu mashke. The Gemara says that the tibu sheni is bubu mashke. So the Amud the Baal says that the Babli is like the Yishalmi and the two chefs of chalaises and two dinim. One is a sipur on the chareifes, mevin al hashulchan, and the other is a tibur b'chareifes, an achila of the chareifes. Okay, and then if you want, if ready to pashas achila chareifes, let it be like kol orcha matzah erev Pesach kilo rasos. Kilo bar rasos beis chamov. You don't eat matzah erev Pesach. You know this. And the chayra, that's the chayra Rabbeinu Tam is saying. They quote that you don't do tibur rishon in chareifes. Okay. He could have said, but you don't know when they've been makaring also, they made it kolish at that point. So the answer is, and I would have said it, I don't know, the Pasha of the Mitzvah, on the chalais of tit, there's no achila b'chal. The chalais of dam, there's achila. And you don't have that chefzer until you makal shenoy say later. And that lechere is what should be done, that lechere pashas of the tesis. Is you take the chalois of zechalit, and at the time before you do, you dip it, you make it, you mix it up with wine, you make consistency ki'ilu that it's in the din of mashke tefeach, and that's where you dip it. We should be zeicha to be nechol min asvachim pesachim asher giu domum al kim mispechel levatzim.